open the door at the old Eisler Brothers store in Riverton, Kansas, and you're joining legions who've done the same since 1925. The store predates the actual designation of Route 66. Scott Nelson is the owner of the historic, still operating General Store.
Basically, it's what it's always been, because I get calls from, you get calls from companies, you know, that are logistics. They deal with, you know, merchandising, and they ask you all these questions. Says, well, what kind of store are you? Are you a supermarket or a blah, blah, blah? And I said, no, we're a grocery. Well, what's that? I said, we're what it was before all these other things came along. So that's the difference.
On the western side of the building is a room stacked with Route 66 memorabilia and souvenirs. For years, this part of the store was the living area for owners. Now it's the gift shop. The animated Pixar movie Cars, which is, of course, set along Route 66, plays on a television there. But on the eastern side of the structure, Scott Nelson's General Store is every bit a lifeline to the community of Riverton, where locals can buy breakfast cereal, coffee, or detergent, purchasing the goods under the same tin ceiling installed when the store was opened.
Oh, the town needs this little store. People depend on it for what we have. You know, of course, they can run to town. Joplin's what we call town. Most of their shopping, but when you're out of something, you don't want to run all the way to Joplin to get it, and we offer things that they like to purchase here as well. So, you know, we just kind of fit a little niche that places, you have to figure out what you do and what people will, you know, how they'll trade with you for what you offer and stay in business. That's part of why it's still here.
Scott says the full-service deli in the back of the 86-year-old store also brings customers in who trade at the supercenters one or two towns over. Riverton is an unincorporated town of about 600 people in the extreme southeastern corner of Kansas. It's 11 miles east of Joplin, less than an hour's drive from Bella Vista and the Arkansas line. It's one of just three Kansas towns along the 13 miles of Route 66 that sneak into the Sunflower State. And for all the years the store has been open, there have been very few owners. The original family, the Williams, owned the business for more than two decades, leased it to another family. Then a daughter of the original, Laura Williams, took it back. Since then, the transfers have been few. Scott's aunt and uncle bought it in 1973, and he purchased the store from their estate in December.
But I've been here for 35 years, so it's not like anything's changing.
Scott's lived in Riverton since he was 2 years old. He's worked in some capacity in the store for much of the time since he was a kid. He says even through college, wanderlust never lured him away from the small town or the small store. He smiles when he says he just never had time to leave.
When I was working here, you know, going to college and the way that worked out, my aunt and uncle had to move to Dallas because of his business, and so we ran it for him for all those years, and I had my brothers and my sister that were helping, and then their careers, you know, went off a different tangent and ended up just me here. And then the way my music that I take care of, that my career in music, works out with the store. So that's how it ended up. It's not like I planned it, you know. That's how I am here.
Scott doesn't just stay in the small town of Riverton. He directs the after-school strings program at Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and he leads a church choir in Parsons, about 60 miles away. But he clearly feels at home inside the General Store.
Anyway, in the store we have just your basic, there's the wood shelving like old General Stores had, where we put our canned goods and the merchandise, but we keep paintbrushes, screwdrivers, writ dye, you know, things you wouldn't expect to find a lot of places. But people say, have you got this? I said, well, if I don't, I've probably got one in the back I can get you. You know, I'll let you borrow something out of the storeroom. And then we have a walk-in wooden cooler where we keep the deli meats, and there's a deli counter, meat slicer. This is our new counter. It was replaced in, like, 1975. The old one caught on fire, so...
And for the summer, it was 106 degrees the day we visited. Tourists or locals can pop inside the first few feet of the store, stick their hands into an original wooden Coca-Cola cooler, and pull out a cold drink.
Where you open it up, and it's water cooled. There's cold water. It's cooled by a compressor. But where you can buy bottles of cherry limeade or orange soda, or there's Route 66 root beer or IBC, just your old-fashioned soda pop that I always bought when I was a kid. But anyway, this thing's still operational. We've had it worked on once.
The most distinctive feature, though, is outside. French doors surround an open area attached to the front of the store. Scott says the porch layout allows for a breeze on the hottest of Kansas afternoons. And on the coldest days in the plains, he says, with some cooperation, a high sun and a wind out of the north, he can close those French doors and stay warm on the porch. All of the features have made the store a bit famous. Thousands of tourists roll along the two-lane highway outside each year, and they come from around the world. 2 days after our visit, Scott was expecting a contingent of Norwegian motorcyclists to rumble into the store for lunch. He says the staff will fix them sandwiches, roast beef and ham, apparently the favorites for Norwegians. Those same sandwiches also earned a mention at the end of the movie Cars.
The producer, John Lasseter, Michael Wallace, the author from Tulsa, he brought the film crew, the artists. They were here in about 2001, 2002, sometime back then. And they were just doing, you know, traveling the road. And so he brought them to all his favorite stops. And then they were getting their ideas for the movie they were making. So they were here a couple times. And they liked our sandwiches, so because in the movie credits it says home of the handcrafted sandwich.
And while Scott can't recall ever playing his violin at the store, occasionally he'll use his experience and college degrees in music to entertain the foreign guests.
I may sing here when the buses come. I'll get on and sing the Get Your Kicks song. I studied voice for 28 years with a professor from Pitt State. I ended up in Tulsa studying with him. But he said it was okay to sing pop. Just don't tell anybody. You know, you got to understand voice teachers. They're like, you know, if you're in the choir, don't sing very loud. You know, don't waste, you know. So he said it was okay.
We'll keep rolling along Route 66 tomorrow when Antoinette visits another Kansas town, Galena. There we'll meet Melba the Mouth, a nickname she's quite proud of, and she'll explain how she and three friends are trying to bring the small town's downtown back to life by putting their money where their mouths are. That's on tomorrow's edition of our Route 66 road trip on Ozarks at Large. But before we end this visit to Riverton, Kansas, a suggestion from Scott Nelson, the owner of the General Store. Since he loves music, I asked if there was a particular song he thought would be a nice one to include in our Route 66 series, other than the obvious highway tribute songs to the road. He selected a Gershwin tune that salutes another state along 66.
This Cactus Time in Arizona is a neat song. Just kind of, it's been in my head for years, and I wanted the music to it, so I got it now. So it doesn't take much to make me happy.
Serenade you with Ramona 'neath the sunny sky.